It seems to me, Dana, one of the best things about a conversation, whether ours or at a dinner party or anybody's, is surprise, right? I mean, you go into a conversation not knowing what a person is going to say, not knowing how you'll react spontaneously to what's been said. And it's something that both flows and builds to and brings you someplace completely new and unexpected. What do you think makes a really good conversation?
Yeah, that was a hard question to think about as we were sort of prepping these segments. I think a great conversation has to have some kind of delicate balance that's sometimes, you know, thrown out of whack, which is also part of the great conversation, between courtesy and graciousness and flow, and then just honesty, right? Or humor or surprise, things that come out of left field and kind of break in to the rhythm of the conversation. I mean, something that's all honesty and humor and surprise is just two people throwing blunt, crude jokes at each other, right? But something that's all graciousness and flow doesn't really allow for the unexpected to come in. I mean, if you bring together two people who don't know each other, two strangers having small talk at a dinner party or something, right? The moment that the conversation really starts is when somebody says something that risks, right? Maybe risks not making the other person laugh. Maybe risks offending the other person or hurting their feelings or, you know, bringing in a vocabulary word they don't know. It's the moment of kind of bombardment with something new.